It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I didn't realize? Not everybody know who Lil Kiki is. From the 832, Reggie keeps bringing up this person called Lil Kiki, and the only person I'm vaguely aware of who calls himself Lil is Lil Wayne. I feel like you know who Lil Kiki is, dear texter, especially if you've been out in them lots tailgating. You've definitely heard Lil Kiki. Have you heard Southside, the song Southside? That's Lil Kiki, right? Like, that'd be the one that you point to, right, Fig? If you were like, trying to get you on Lil Kiki.
Southside or 25 Lighters.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I feel like you probably have heard Lil Kiki. And if you have it, you know, quick run wouldn't hurt you at all, I don't think. Houston.
He said the only little he know is Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably not really big into hip. No disrespect to nothing. Mm-hmm. He probably not a huge hip hop fan.
But also, like, it's Houston. It's just, yeah. Like,
but
this,
it's a bunch of littles, and the only one you know is Lil Wayne.
Okay, fair enough. See how many littles.
That's
you,
not oh, God.
You can All right, you, go.
No, you.
Oh, I thought you was gonna do it. It's not funny. We know Figgy know all the littles.
Yeah, you got to waste no time.
Figgy got all the littles on deck.
Get into the Rockets. Anyway.
Yeah, we do got to get into the Rockets because a not little in this regard, the Rockets get off the slide. Word to Lil Kiki. With a 119-113 victory over the Bulls. It was tight. Mm-hmm. I think it was something like 34 lead changes in this game. It was tight.
Not that many?
Yes. Craig Ackerman was keeping an active run of this, tally of this as the game was going. It was happening a lot. The game was tight. And ultimately, actually, they won it in that winning time period of the game, late in the game, which was a variation from the three previous games that they had lost unceremoniously. But in that losing run, it might have been versus the Kings. Craig Ackerman said something on the Space City Home Network broadcast that caught my attention. He said, the Rockets haven't been playing Rocket basketball of late. And I sat back and I asked myself, what even is Rocket basketball right now? Because I think the Rockets might be in a little bit of a crisis of identity.
Well, that's a great, great question, because we know what their identity was and what they want it to be. But I think the answer is no. Well, let me ask you. If you go, okay, the identity they were and want to be is a defensive identity. Yes or no?
I think, yeah.
No, they're not right now.
Not even. Well, I was gonna say not even close, but they've had weird stretches. I think in the month of January, and I need to check my notes, which is read my text messages with B. Scott, where I just throw my basketball notes, and I'm sure he might be annoyed at. But there was a weird kind of disparity where they were actually a lot worse defensively, in this month of in the like last month basically, than previously in the earlier in the year, and it felt like, oh, here's the numbers following the eye test. And you saw that last night. There was a lot of getting up in defensive your defense, and then seeing screens come up, and then the Bulls would reject the screen, and it's just straight line drives to the hoop. You're seeing a lack of ability to stay in front of your man, but more importantly, I think there's just like a lack of effort.
Yeah,
they're not.
I'm going to get to that.
They're not getting
a
lot of.
A couple more questions.
Okay, I'll let you ask the questions. Identity, I apologize.
The identity they were and want to be is a defensive identity. You've answered that one. The double bigs and big lineup is part of their identity. Yes or no? That's their identity now.
No, they used it a little bit, but I think that they've moved away from it, especially to get more of these, more of these guards or a guard type wing type guys in there. And so Alperen has had to play stronger. I know Steven Adams has played. They've kind of had it so that you have one of them on the floor at any given time. But earlier on in the season, when they were trying to play this double big, it kind of fell by the wayside pretty quickly. And I think it needed to. It felt like the right move at the point, but that's no longer a portion of their identity.
Another one. The identity they were and want to be is a point guard that can initiate if it's there. But otherwise, if there's closeouts or, they're jumping on screens and pressing them outside the three-point line, run the offense through Alperen Sengun. Yes or no, that's what they're doing.
Not quite, no.
Not quite.
No.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
And some of that is Alperen Sengun had a nice stretch of being injured and away from the team. It was something like almost, 7-8 days, something like that. But yeah, Kevin Durant has been the hub, the central hub a lot. Mm-hmm. If it hasn't been him, they've kind of had a man on ball, and I'm unfortunate to be right in this situation because defenses are just sitting all the way off on him.
Yeah.
And it's not creating advantage. The whole idea of offense is you want to tilt that defense, put them in rotation, and then take advantage of that. And you're not going to be able to rotate when teams are just like, do whatever you want up there. We're waiting until you get over here to defend you.
Last one. Their identity offensively and defensively were Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks. We know the answer to that one.
Yeah, that is definitely not there anymore. And the Dylan Brooks one is a big one because I think the intensity isn't there in the same way. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons why J.D. Davison jumps into this game, in part because Tari Eason is still hurt. Dorian Finney-Smith doesn't play in this game. And then for some reason, Aaron Holiday just didn't get any burn in this one. And he brought, I think he had 7 rebounds, 4 assists. He just brought a level of intensity that it feels like you haven't been getting from the squad. And there was even still plays in this game or points in this game where you're seeing 2 guys go for rebounds and the rest of them just kind of watching. The general intensity all the way around this team is low. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could say it's the dog days of the season. They definitely had a number of games on the road, which I wonder if that, you know, tuckered them out, took their legs a little bit.
Yeah.
But you're not seeing the same intensity from them. And then obviously you're not seeing quite the same organization, which I wonder if Dorian Finney-Smith, as he gets more time with the team, can maybe help, but those things aren't there.
Yeah, but they need to gather and kind of find that rekindle some sort of identity because it's not going to be those things. I also feel that maybe this home stretch. I think they have a 5-game homestand.
Started with the first one against the Bulls, and tomorrow night Thunder game will be the second of that.
So maybe this is the opportunity for them to really not spitball, but really experiment. Davison, you mentioned him. I was surprised by that, to be honest. I was like, whoa,
it felt like they went deeper in this bench. But you know what that is? Yeah. That is a coach searching.
Search. Yeah.
He is searching. He is looking at it and he's like, okay, if y'all not gonna do it, let me find someone. And you've been a coach. You know,
I like it.
The coaches that
all
love doing
five
this.
Of y'all get out of here.
Yes.
I love when they do that.
The youth coaches or the high school coach. Oh, if y'all don't want to play, the whole bench in there. Y'all come sit next to me. Y'all wanna play? Y'all wanna play tonight? Okay, come sit down. Y'all don't have to play.
Me coming in the first quarter? Me?
I love when coaches do that, especially college coaches. All 5 of y'all, jazz out of here.
And it feels like Ime's fine doing some of that, but I'm not going to absolve Ime from this. Mm-hmm. This is his responsibility to identify that the identity of this team.
And offensively.
And so I think that's going to be the story of the next little bit. And the Thunder game, the Bulls game, I thought was an interesting test of it. They won, but I think it poked some more holes into some of these things that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And the Thunder game will be interesting because that's another team that's been up and down right now in search of what the identity right now is for them. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a really fun home game tomorrow. But I think that this is a clear, and this is, it's cool, right? I don't want to make this as if this is existential.
Yeah.
It is a crisis of identity, but this is the time period of the season when you find that, especially when you know you're going to be a postseason team.
And find it soon.
But they do need to find it soon because as much as I say, I know they'll be a postseason team. They have slid a little bit.
Are they still in the 7th
in the standings?
Seed?
In fact, I need to double check that.
7 yesterday. They might be 6 today.
Yeah, they might have. But they were sitting right next to the Phoenix Suns, and yes, they're 6th, right above the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
In the standings, find that because you also still want to put yourself in a position to maybe host games in the playoffs and have a good run. But I think that they need to find that identity and they need to do it soon. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I think we'll have more opportunities to talk about the Rockets over time, but right now, this Texans team has got a lot of the attention of the city of Houston. And I imagine a lot of the conversations around the water cooler are about CJ Stroud.
Ooh, baby.
And how much do we love at the water cooler giving advice to people that we have no reason to? So question of the day, 713-572-4610. Coming off of a rough game for CJ Stroud. Not all bad, but definitely rough. What advice would you give to CJ Stroud? Good, bad, indifferent, serious or not? 713-572-4610. We do it next.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.